Hello and welcome to another time just to devote yourself in thinking and praying and knowing the peace and presence of God. O Lord, let my soul rise up to meet you as the day rises to meet the sun. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. Worship the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion. And some words from Psalm 148, verses 7 to 13. Praise the Lord from the earth, you sea monsters and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and fog, tempestuous wind doing his will, mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild beasts and all cattle, creeping things and winged birds, kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the world, young men and maidens, old and young together, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name only is exalted, his splendor is over all the earth and heaven. And a reading from Mark chapter 10, beginning at verse 46. Now they came to Jericho. As he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great multitude, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the road begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Then many warned him to be quiet, but he cried out all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. So Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. Then they called the blind man, saying to him, Be of good cheer, rise, he is calling you. And throwing aside his garment, he rose and came to Jesus. So Jesus answered and said to him, What do you want me to do for you? Then the blind man said to him, Rabboni, that I may receive my sight. Then Jesus said to him, Go your way, your faith has made you well. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus on the road. This is the word of the Lord. Just to have a time of reflection on this story from Mark. That is a question I think all of us may not want to ponder, or maybe we give it much reflection. When Jesus asks us, What do you want me to do for you? There are so many problems, so many situations, scenarios that we find ourselves in that might be quite new and frightening for many of us. And Jesus asks us, What do you want me to do for you? And yet when Jesus asks this of Bartimaeus, Bartimaeus comes to him with his issues. And just as we take this time of prayer now, I encourage you to take a moment and to bring all of your heart's desires, all of your heart's concerns, fears, worries, bring them to God now. And as you bring them, wait patiently. And as Jesus asks you, What do you want me to do for you? Think of the times where Jesus has answered your prayers of the past, how he is answering your prayers today, and how he will answer your prayers for the future. So let's just take this time to pray. As we enter this time of prayer, we pause to be still, to breathe slowly, to recenter our scattered senses upon the presence of God. Creator God, who formed us from dust, breathe in us again. Give us a new imagination to perceive new possibilities today. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We ask you, God, to remind us today of the connection between our brothers' and sisters' experiences and our own. Lord, help us to see how we are connected to one another. Save us from the worldly and demonic temptations to isolate and cut ourselves off from others, especially from those that we see as different. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, we can often lack the courage to be so honest and vulnerable. Do we really want your love if it means tearing down protective walls around our heart? With fear and trembling, we invite your redemptive work into our lives and our hearts. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, help us to live this day to the full, being true to you in every way. Jesus, help us to give ourselves away to those around us, being kind with everyone that we meet, with those that we see, with those that we connect with. Spirit, help us to love the lost, proclaiming Christ in all we do and say. And we bring all our prayers to you in the words that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Lord, we mark time with hours, days, months, and years. And you mark time in ways that we cannot comprehend. Help us to learn to mark time with worship, praise, and prayers, rooting our lives in the living tradition of your beloved community. Amen. And may the peace of our Lord Christ go with you, wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors. May you know the peace of Christ this day. Amen.